You, halt. What brings you here? Your kind is not allowed here. What do I mean? Men are not allowed here. You're in Amazon territory. Do you know what we do to people who trespass here? Leave now, so you will not share the same fate as the other fools who came here. Well, go. Why do you idle? Return home. You are far too young to be wandering alone in this region. You do not even have a proper weapon to defend yourself from dangerous creatures. You truly are a foolish one. Where are the ones you ventured here with? Gone? What do you mean? Have they perished? No. I have no time for this. Give me a straight answer. Why are you here alone without as much as a dagger to defend yourself? You were left here? By whom? Your family? That is deplorable. How can someone abandon one of their own? Especially someone of the same blood. You have nowhere to go then. I'm sorry, but you still have to leave. As I said before, men are not allowed here. You have my pity, but I cannot offer you more than just to wish you safe travels and point you in the direction of the nearest village. I cannot escort you. I am one of the guardians of the Amazon tribe, and as such, I cannot leave my post here. You will have to fend for yourself. Goodbye. Poor child. Even though he is male, he does not deserve this. However, that is none of my concern. Finally, I thought I would never be relieved from my post. Such a troubling day for guard duty. I wonder what kind of fate is in store for the young man. I cannot even imagine what he must be going through. There I go again. I am too soft. That is why I am assigned the most boring and uneventful guard post. Besides, what could I have done for him? I cannot offer him shelter. If I am caught sheltering a young man, then surely I would be banished from the village. He must have reached the settlement I'm pointing to him by now. He looked malnourished. How long has he been out here on his own? Maybe he collapsed and can't move. Oh, curse my horrendous thoughts. I cannot stay here knowing what terrible fate that awaits him. Maybe I should give up on my search. It's been hours, and the sun is beginning to rise. At least I can see where I'm walking. Ah, there. A small cave. He must have taken shelter in there. Hello? There you are. Are you hurt? Can you stand? What does it look like I'm doing? I came here looking for you. I do not care for you. However, I cannot leave someone out here alone. At least not in good conscience. Here. I brought you some water. Feel better? Now then. We did not speak very much during our first encounter. So why don't you tell me exactly why you were left here by your own blood? So, you come from a noble household. But you were seen as a failure by your parents? Why? You possessed no redeeming traits, so you were disowned to spare the family from embarrassment? You are not hideous, so why would they say that? Oh, I see. You were constantly being compared to your siblings. A brother who is a powerful magic user and a sister who possesses an intelligent mind. Well, you have no magical abilities or intelligence to make up for it. So, they left you here and told you to never show your face in town again? That is awful. I am sorry. Well, I turned you away the same way your parents did. So you must have felt as though you were abandoned twice. No, please don't cry. Don't say that. You're not worthless. Come here. Feel better? Well, I have a large body, so I'm really good at giving hugs. Although, it's not something we Amazons boast about. You see, we have to keep up our image of fearless warriors. So there is not much room for soft gestures, such as a hug. Although, holding you like this is quite nice. Listen, I only came out here to see if you were all right. But after hearing your predicament, I cannot allow you to stay here. You're coming home with me. Yes, I know that men are not allowed in the village. And that is why I shall sneak you in and bring you to my home. No one comes to my home anyway, so you will be safe there for the time being. The sun is rising. I cannot bring you to my home during the daytime. So stay here until nightfall. And once my guard duty is over, I shall sneak you in. I will protect you from now on, and I will teach you to defend yourself once you are well enough. Then I can rest easy, knowing you no longer need protection and you can live on your own. No, you're not staying in this cave. You are coming with me. End of discussion. Besides, if you stay here, then some wild creature will try to claim this cave as its own when the weather gets worse. All right, I'm all set. So, stay here until I come for you tonight. What is it? Yes, I will come back. I did not search for you all night just to leave you behind. Okay, I promise that I will come back for you. Until then, this is goodbye. Stay safe, young one.